Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, with no cost of living package expected in the upcoming budget, concerns have been raised about how households are going to tackle the rising cost of living. Louise Bayliss is the head of social justice and policy at St Vincent de Paul, and the charity is urging the government to consider an increase to core social welfare rates amid fears of more families being pushed into severe poverty. And Louise joins me on the line. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. So now it seems that we're not going to be getting the double child benefit by two this year. That's not going to be a universal payment. You're glad of that, though, are you?
Well, we're glad that we're not glad to have money taken off people. What we are hoping is that there will be more targeted responses to those who are actually in need. For instance, Claire, if we look at the double child benefit that happened last year, it cost around 778 million. What we're looking for, which would really improve the situation of children currently living in poverty, children reliant on social protection, is we're looking for an increase of €6 per week for child support payment for children under 12, €15 a week for children over 12, and that would cost roughly about 132 million.
Who would get that, Louise?
That would be the children whose parents are reliant on social protection. So it's the poorest children. We saw last year in the EU Silk that there was an increase of 45,000 children living in consistent poverty. That's 103,000 children living in consistent poverty. If the government aren't going to have cost of living supports, we need to make sure that those who are most vulnerable are targeted. And it's actually cheaper. Like, it made no sense to us last year that 770 million was spent on a double child benefit that had no impact on child poverty rates, and yet we could have, with 138 million and 132 million, made a real impact on those poorest children.
It's a very hard line to draw, though, isn't it? Who should get this and who shouldn't get it? Because I'm sure you know, of course you know, in St Vincent de Paul, that there are very many working families who would really welcome that €6 increase in child support per week and the extra for those over 12 as well.
There absolutely is. And calling with that, we would also call for other measures to support people who are very much on the margin and who are working. The working family payment, in fairness, has been really effective at helping lift those families out of poverty. And what we see over the last number of years, there has been really significant increases for people on working family payment. Their income thresholds have gone up by about €60 per week per child, which equates to about €36 per week per child. So those families are being lifted out of poverty, and that's great, and we hope to continue to see that. But the poorest of the poor children, those reliant fully on social protection, haven't had that same protection, and that's what we're looking for. But we're not looking for people who are working and struggling to also lose out. You know, we hope and that the working family payment will continue to support those families who are working but are still under the income levels to ensure a dignified life.
So you've honed in on the areas where I assume you see the greatest need. So you're looking for a €16 increase in the core adult social welfare payment. Also, €9.50 a week to the fuel allowance. Now, are you targeting that one because we know there isn't going to be an energy grant this year, it seems?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what we've seen is over the last couple of years during the energy crisis, the fuel allowance hasn't really gone up. It stayed consistent about 960 a year, which, you know, with the energy credits and the once-off credits for people on fuel allowance, it did mean that they were supported somewhere. If they're pulled back, we're back down to having €960 a year, back to kind of 2022 levels, and we know energy costs have increased significantly in there. So what we're saying is we want structural reform of the fuel allowance, and that would be achieved by increasing it by €9.50. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're calling for. The €16 per week for social welfare, we know that €11 per week would only bring them back to 2020 levels before, you know, for purchasing power. That would be before the cost of living and inflation and all of that happened. So €11 would be just bringing them back to 2020. But the government has made a commitment to reduce consistent poverty to 2%. So if we're serious about that, we need to not just get back to 2020 levels. So we're suggesting the €11 to bring it back to 2020 levels, and €5 increase to start moving it towards that reduction rate of 2% consistent poverty.
So what you're trying to do really is replace these one-off measures with measures that are built into the budget and are there for forevermore, and also to deal with inflation, right?
That's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring it in and also offer people certainty in how much they have. You know, not waiting to see will they get a one-off payment or not, to know what their budget is. Because although the one-off payments were essential for certain households and very much needed and welcomed at the time, it's not the same as having a consistent increase every week in their payments that they know that they have and they can rely on. And that's really important when people are living on limited budgets, that they know how much they have.
So Louise, we've had a very generous couple of years in the budget when it's come to one-off measures. Then we had the election and now nobody's getting anything. Do you link those two things?
I would link why we got paid 770 million for every child in the country who didn't need it when we knew 138 million and 100, well, it was 138 last year, 132 million would really help address child poverty. I don't know what the political decision or political rationale was for that. But what I will say is the evidence would have said clearly that supporting the poorest children would have been the best thing from the evidence.
Mm-hmm. And in your submission today, you say that you're expecting 250,000 calls this year to St. Vincent de Paul. How does that compare from year to year?
Yeah, so if we look at the highest calls we've had so far was in 2023, when we were just under 250,000, we were about 249,000. That had been a 20% increase from 2 years before. So we can definitely see the cost of living had a massive increase in the request for assistance we received. Last year, we had a slight drop of 2%. And again, that kind of matches up with what we were seeing, how the one-off payments were making a difference. This year, without the one-off payments, we're tracking ahead of where we were 2 years ago or last year. So we're now reckoning we will be 250,000 plus, which will be the highest amount of calls we've ever received in the 181 years history of St. Vincent de Paul. And that is concerning.
And what do people need when they phone?
The majority of people are calling for food. You know, it's not looking for exceptional things. They're calling for food. That would be the key thing that they're looking for. They will also look for help with energy costs. So a lot of people contact us when they've gone into utility arrears or where they're really struggling that week to pay as you go meter. So they'll look for that. And then we obviously also, we strongly encourage, you know, education as a route out of poverty. So we have a big education bursary and people will contact us with support with their education needs, either for themselves, you know, as an adult, or else for their child to get supported through second level or third level education.
Well, you know,
they would be our big things.
You know, there's been a lot of controversy around the €3,000 student contribution, which is expected to be 3,000. That's what we know thus far.
Yes.
When it comes to the autumn, what does the St. Vincent de Paul say about that?
We understand that, you know, it was supposed to be an exceptional payment. However, there was a commitment in the programme for government that said the cost for students would reduce. I think people budgeted based on that. And now we're, you know, 2 months away from children going back into third level or young adults going back into third level. And this thought of the extra 1,000 is going to really impact on people who are on the margins or who are struggling. And especially working families, because they're the ones who won't be entitled to the full SUSE grant and will have to come up with this 1,000. Well, there may be a need for it or rationale. I'm not sure what the government is, but I think there should have been time, a lead-in time, to allow people to adjust for that. To tell people in July that you're going to need the 1,000 in 2 months' time is very short-sighted, and we expect our calls for education help will rise because of that, unless the government does something to support that.
Well, the government would say that the eligibility for the student grant now has increased and that it will be covered in that way.
And that is true for, you know, if you've got one or two children, but for families with maybe having three children going into third level or two children going into third level, well, the thresholds have increased. If you didn't budget to have 2,000 or 3,000 extra going out in September, it's still going to be a big hit. I think if they wanted to introduce, you know, to row back on that 1,000 extra, they should have given people a lead up time and allow families to budget. And I think that's what our issue would be, that people weren't given enough time and that they will be under crunch pressure come September.
Well, listen, you must be hearing all of these warnings from government, you know, about what might be coming down the
tariffs,
tracks.
Yeah,
the tariffs and Donald Trump and the ill wind and all of the rest of it. I mean, does it make you nervous going in seeking these sorts of things, given what the mood music is?
Well, we understand the mood music, but we'd also say that, you know, there is a cost of poverty and the state pays the cost of poverty. And preventing poverty at very simple moves, strategic moves, will actually support the government. You know, what we looked at, the waste of money of giving 770 million to children, child benefit, when we could have given 130 odd million to children in poverty. They're the type of decisions where we need to use the evidence, be more strategic and be more targeted. Those generous payments, whatever they were, they have to end and we just need to support it. It's cheaper and better long run. And if we want a socially inclusive society, this is what we need to do. And we also have commitments. We have commitments under the EU, under United Nations, to certain children and other people have rights on those and we need to protect those rights.
Louise Bayliss from St. Vincent de Paul, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Claire.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.